You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
From December 27th to January 18th, all train lines across Tāmaki will be shutting down for summer maintenance, a closure which is expected to be the last of its kind ahead of the opening of the City Rail Link. The current measles outbreak in Tāmaki is being continually monitored, with exposure sites being updated daily on info.health.nz. The public are encouraged to track whether there have been impossible contact with the virus and get up to date on any vaccinations to limit possibilities of community transmission. Auckland Council are supporting arts initiatives across the summer months, with music in the park kicking off in early Jan and movies in the park following in February. I spoke to Councillor Julie Ferry about these topics and also asked for comment following the attack by two gunmen at Bondi Beach earlier this week. Do you have any messages for Auckland's Jewish community following the tragic attack in Bondi earlier this week?
So we had a moment's silence and all stood an acknowledgement yesterday at governing body for what's been a truly awful event, I guess. And I think as New Zealanders, a lot of us sort of know how it feels more broadly for the broader Australian community because, you know, we experienced the mosque attacks in 2019. But there's another layer which our Muslim community experienced then as well, on top of, you know, sort of the how could this happen, this is an awful thing to happen. There's that sense of being very targeted for your religion and for your identity, which I can see, but I can't experience because I'm not from that community. And I just wanted to acknowledge, particularly for our Jewish community, how you know, this doesn't come from nowhere. This comes on top of centuries of anti-Semitism, on top of, you know, Jewish schools having to lock down because there are threats frequently and stuff like that. And I just want to acknowledge how awful that must be, on top of you know, knowing people who've been hurt or killed, all of that. And I guess also just to acknowledge too that what gives me hope about it is, I mean, it's, yeah, not a lot of hope to take from the senseless murder of people just acknowledging their faith when they should have been safe. But there were two gunmen. There might be some more people who helped them, we don't know yet, but there were many, many, many more helpers at the time, on the day on that beach, but also you know, the medical people, the police, the first responders, all of those people, and the people now who are helping too with mutual aid and stuff. And that's what gives me hope, is that the number of people who help are far, far more than the number of people who have sought to hurt and who have hurt people. So I just wanted to say that, and thank you for asking about it.
Thank you for those comments, Julie. And our summer train shutdowns are approaching in Tāmaki. What alternatives are in place for Aucklanders to get around the city?
So for regular train users, unfortunately, they'll be very used to this because we've had a lot of train shutdowns now. There's been a traditional summer block of line, as it's called, for many years. This should be the last comprehensive full shutdown as we finally get ready for the City Rail Link. After this summer, the shutdowns should only be parts of the system to do specific works and projects. They shouldn't be whole network shutdowns. So it's important to know that. Hopefully this is the last big one. But there will be, as there always are, replacement buses. And it's also a chance to maybe try some other ways to get around as well. You know, try some different routes. Often over summer you can take your time a little bit more if your work's a little bit more relaxed. And yeah, WX1 which has become one of our most popular bus routes very quickly from the west, and I know people on the Western Line are particularly frustrated at the moment, now has a song about it by Church and AP, which you can listen to as you write it or anytime you like. So that's a little summer bonus, I guess.
Considering the current measles outbreak in Tāmaki, what do the public need to be aware of?
So last time we had a measles outbreak was actually in 2019, and I was actually one of the people who was exposed to it. So I know this closely. It's very similar to what we went through with COVID. If you know that that language around close contacts and casual contacts, there's really good information about it at info.health.nz, Te Whatu Ora's website. And basically, if you are exposed to measles and you're not sure if you've been vaccinated, or you're like my generation where a lot of us got one jab, but we didn't necessarily get the second jab that gave us the high level of immunity. It's okay to go and get another jab, and or you know, if you need a jab, it's best to go get it. It's not going to make things worse, and it could be a really important way to protect yourself and to not pass it on, to break that chain of transmission. So it's not much fun, we all know, being in quarantine or lockdown or whatever, but it is really important to break that chain of transmission and not pass it on, because although we think of measles as a childhood disease, it can actually have really serious consequences and it can actually kill people. So please do take it seriously. Get that jab if you need it, and check the ministry website if you have likely been in contact. Like, I was at a community event where someone had me turned out someone had measles. Check that stuff around. What do you need to do as a close contact? What do you need to do as a casual contact?
And could you share with us the holiday events and celebrations that are happening around Tamaki for Christmas and the New Year?
Yeah, so there's heaps on. The Our Auckland website has a really good rundown of events. There's lots of cool local stuff, and there's a lot happening in the city centre. So I'm actually going into the city centre on my last day of work, which is Friday, which is also my youngest's last day at school for the year. We do this every year. The family, we all go into the city centre and enjoy the lights, and they've got these cool I don't know how to explain them, they're kind of poles that operate as sort of like an advent calendar. And you go and press buttons and play music and stuff. Yeah, so there's lots on in the city centre with lights and music and things like that leading up to Christmas. But there's also from, I think it's the 7th of January, Music and Parks start. So that's free musical events across a range of parks throughout Auckland. And Movies and Parks starts from the 20th of February. We have to put it a little bit later because we need it to be dark. So we need to wait until it gets dark a little bit earlier so the movies show up on the screen. But there's heaps of really amazing things happening and lots of fun you can make for yourself just exploring new places. I really love hanging out in the city centre over the summer. It's always a beautiful place, lots of trees now, Pūtikawa in bloom, lots of people around, and you could always go for a dip in the pool down at Kauranga Plaza. That's pretty cool. I did that last summer too.
That was Councillor Julie Ferry with a message for Auckland's Jewish community following the Bondi attack, train shutdowns, staying safe during the current measles outbreak, and events happening across Tamaki over the summer break.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.